actually is now. So again, this is par for the course with this governor. Nothing he has done since he declared the state of emergency has been consistent or even made any kind of common sense. And so, you know, hopefully more and more people who want the jab and are in a higher risk category at 65 and older, hopefully they'll be able to get it now, and people who shouldn't be getting it right now haven't used them all up.
Chuck, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You stay safe out there. We will talk again next week, okay?
You got it, Kevin. Have a great one.
There you go. Chuck Muth, president of Citizen Outreach. His Muth's Truths, absolutely spot on. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. We are halfway home on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:30 right now, and I've got the bank of traffic cameras in front of me, and we've got some slow flows on the 15 both directions as we speak. Southbound at Sahara, northbound at Hacienda. Also expect some reduced speeds as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium there on Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. Heavy volumes through the Spaghetti Bowl too. Pike 15 westbound at Eastern. Look for some congestion on that ramp. Those merging from Interstate 15 over to the 515 eastbound. You'll touch the brakes westbound at 215 at Green Valley Parkway. And do remember the road work that's happening there on St. Rose West between the 215 and Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights are 1-1, playing four straight games against the Colorado Avalanche. Yesterday, they lose by a 3-2 score. They give up the game winner with 41 seconds to go. Max Pacioretty, Jonathan Marchessault, each scoring in the loss. And after playing two games in Vegas, the two teams are going to play an outdoor game at Lake Tahoe coming up on Saturday. And then they will play the final of four straight between the two on February 22nd. That's going to be in Denver. UNLV basketball game set for a two-game series against San Jose State that begins on Friday. The UNLV women's basketball team, they knock off San Diego State yesterday 73-71. And now they will not play again until February 25th. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
All of us were maybe not surprised, but stunned at the news this morning of the death of Rush Limbaugh. And it's so incredibly sad. Mark Levin is a guy who is a product. There would be no Mark Levin if there wasn't a Rush Limbaugh. Mark Levin was on with Bill Hemmer shortly after announcement of the death and talked of Rush's legacy. Let's go to cut four. This is Mark Levin, syndicated talker and a huge fan of Rush Limbaugh.
It was February 3rd of 2020. We were in Iowa getting ready for the Democratic caucus when the news came out of southeastern Florida. And I was on the air at the time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, that he had lung cancer. And now you think about it, only 12 and a half short months later, after his valiant fight, he has succumbed now to this awful, awful cancer.
Yeah, and I remember that day, too, when I pulled over the side of the road and started crying myself. Everybody has their own, those listeners of Rush and the viewers early on, their opinion of Rush, and it's all positive. And I would just say the naysayers and the left out there, they're to be dismissed and ignored. The impact Rush Limbaugh had, I think, is to give us another opportunity to remain a free country, a secure country, a prosperous country. He gave people a lot of strength and a lot of hope. I mean, I remember before I really knew Rush, as a young lawyer, I would make sure that when my lunch break came up, that nothing interfered with my listening to Rush. I'd have an old transistor radio and an earplug and stick it in my ear and go get lunch or whatever it was. I wanted to hear what Rush had to say. This is a man. This is an extraordinary man. A Renaissance man, as you're pointing out, Bill. He was like a tech expert. Honestly, if I didn't know how to work something, I'd send him an email. I'd say, try this, try this, try this. And we emailed, we stopped emailing about a month ago, so I knew it had to be bad. And people who listened to him on the radio could tell he desperately was trying to get on the radio. That was his love, and his beautiful wife, strong, smart wife. I can't say I know everybody in the family, but he has a wonderful, wonderful family. You know, he's got a family of lawyers, many well-known lawyers in Missouri. And if he became so critically important to this country, there is no replacing a Rush Limbaugh. There's no replacing a Rush Limbaugh. Any more than there's replacing a great patriot. We're going to miss him dearly.
Mark Levin sharing the sentiments of so many of us. I'm going to open up our phone lines and give you an opportunity to express your feelings, even those of you that politically might oppose a Rush Limbaugh. I want to hear from you. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. So many of us in the industry owe Rush Limbaugh a debt of gratitude because he allowed people like Mark Levin and Glenn Beck and Dr. Bill Bennett and so many others. So many others. I was fortunate, just to give you a little personal perspective, for the longest time, I don't do much of it anymore, because now technology has meant that we really don't need folks like me to fill in for Glenn Beck or Dr. Bill Bennett or any of the Fox News hosts, Brian Kilmeade. I used to do a ton of that stuff, and I don't really have to do that much, and with a thriving business, I'm too busy to do that stuff, to be honest with you. But I'll bet you I've filled in a couple of hundred, 300, 400 times for Glenn Beck, for Dr. Bill Bennett, who was on the Salem Radio Network for many, many, many years. But none of those people would have jobs, and I would not have a job without Rush Limbaugh. And that is what is so tragic. We have developed more voices, and we've made conservative talk radio a profitable entity that can be self-sustaining. We're not like... Do you remember Radio America? Rachel Maddow, I think, came out of that, and they tried it a couple of three times, and it could never work. Advertisers would never advertise. Radio stations would not book their shows. And they could never figure out how Rush and Hannity and Levin and Glenn Beck and Dr. Bill Bennett, they could never figure out the formula. They couldn't do it. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. The lasting legacy of Rush Limbaugh. I had a good friend, a dear friend, who said it was like, you know, you'd be getting ready to go in on a sales call, and you couldn't leave your car because Rush was talking about something, or he was doing something, you know. He was clever, he was smart, he was a scholar when it came to the Constitution. This guy was smart. What does that leave for the rest of us when Rush Limbaugh passes? What is left for the rest of us? 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. By the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line. That's the way we feel about first-time callers. If you're a first-time caller, you've never called this show, maybe you've never called any talk show, call me right now. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
At Findy Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, get into the hottest performing SUV, the 2020 MDX. With its spacious interior, high-tech performance, and sophisticated design, it is the best SUV on the road today. And right now, get a 0.99% APR on certified pre-owned MDX for 36 months. Plus, enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Findy Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindyAcura.com.
APR offer valid OAC through Acura Financial Services. Down payment varies. Restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/2021.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're trying to assess the lasting legacy of Rush Limbaugh, dead at the age of 70 this morning. By the way, this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. One-stop shopping for all your insurance needs. And Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Write that number down, or you can check them out at blueskylv.com. I want you to hear from Rush himself. This was December 23rd, just before Christmas, 2020. And Rush Limbaugh talking in terms of kind of the Lou Gehrig, I feel I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth thing. And he alludes to Lou Gehrig and considered himself to be the luckiest man alive. Here he is.
The day that Lou Gehrig announced that he had his disease that was forcing him to retire from Major League Baseball, he said to the sold-out Yankee Stadium, "Today I feel like the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And I didn't understand that. I mean, here's a guy who had just been diagnosed with the most terminal of terminal diseases. And I said, this can't be real. You can't really think he's the luckiest guy in the world. This is just something that he's saying because it will play well. I don't mean to be insulting Lou Gehrig. Don't misunderstand. I'm just thinking that how in the world, if you're being honest, can you feel like you're the luckiest man on the face of the earth? Well, when I got my diagnosis and when I began to receive all of the outpouring of love and affection from everywhere in my life, from so many of you in so many ways, and from my family, who, man, they have supported me my entire career, even during times it would have been understandable and easy for them to say, "Rush, who? We don't know this guy." But that never happened. I mean, I've been totally supported by virtually everybody in my family. I've been propped up. I have been defended. I've been made to look better than I am. My lovely wife, Catherine, has done so much in that regard. She has done so much with RushLimbaugh.com and with the charitable efforts that we have engaged in, and all of it has been to my benefit. All of it has been for the and yours. It's the benefit of people who are the recipients of our efforts. So many people have put me first in all of this, and I understand now what Lou Gehrig meant, because I certainly feel like that. I feel extremely fortunate and lucky.
That was Rush Limbaugh, December 23rd. December 23rd. It's incredibly sad today, but I don't want to make this into a Rush Limbaugh wake, because Rush celebrated life. And I can tell you this from firsthand knowledge. I was with Rush back before, when he was Jeff Christie, and he was struggling to get into the business. And I was there when he left Kansas City and moved to, of all places, Sacramento, California. You want to go, what? He created this juggernaut known as Rush Limbaugh. And I'll simply tell you, what he did, I don't think I'll ever see it in my lifetime, maybe you in yours, somebody that had a vision, and he had this vision, and he talked about this vision. When radio stations were firing him, forcing him to work for the Kansas City Royals, and you know what his job with the Royals was? That's what's amazing about this. His job with the Royals, he was the guy that before the game, 5 minutes before the game, a guy in a Royals golf shirt and a pair of slacks would walk with a stand-up microphone and bring the anthem singer out behind home plate so she could sing the national anthem. Then when she was done with the anthem, he'd go and he'd grab the microphone and the singer, and they'd head back behind home plate. That was his gig. That was his job. And he worked for the Kansas City Royals. But I'm going to tell you something. He had a vision. And when he went and he created radio in of all places, Sacramento, California, you go, Sacramento, California? Really? An amazing, amazing guy. And I was not surprised. I was stunned when the news came across Fox News. I was stunned, and I'm saddened. I really honestly am. Anyway, lots more to do as we continue. Stay with us as we continue on this hump day, this Wednesday, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listen, could Robert change your life?
At the age of 55, I started putting on weight, and I got to the weight of about 210 pounds. Always hungry. The heavier I got, the less energy I had. And about 6 months ago, I started taking the Andro 400, and I started realizing I had more energy. I felt better, and my mind was clearer, and I started losing weight. I went from my max weight was 215, and now I'm down to 176. My waist size has dropped from a 38 to a 32, and I've lost these big love handles that I had on my side, and I just look a lot slimmer.
Since 2004, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and to look and feel their best. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I want you to hear the President of the United States. The President was on Fox News earlier, and this is, what is this? Let me just see here. Oh, this is cut seven. This is the former president, Donald J. Trump. Rush supported him right to the last. Here it is.
Rush felt we won, and he was quite angry about it.
Over the next 2 months, how much contact did you have about that?
Well, quite a bit, but he was really sick. You know, Rush, his ambition, if you go back to... You know, after he had heard the diagnosis, because it was a very, very, you know, very bad thing he had. It's not something like, oh, gee, you know, you'll be better in 2 weeks. And so he got the word, and it was terminal, absolutely terminal. And his ambition, and it was quite a bit away, but his ambition was to hold out until after the election. And he worked so hard, and he missed very, very few shows. I mean, he'd go up to wherever he was going, which was quite a ways away, and... He'd get back to his studio and do a show. He worked so hard to get through the election, and he was just great. He made it.
In our next hour, I'll let you hear Sean Hannity, who, again, another one of the products of the Rush Revolution when it came to talk radio. Simply put, Rush Limbaugh saved AM radio as we know it. Back in the early 80s, it was a vast wasteland, and Rush made it into something that not only was would attract listeners, but would also, I mean, you look at some of the great radio stations around the country, KFI, KABC, so many stations here over the years that have done really well. It's incredible. It's incredible. The Rush Revolution, as I call it, is just one of those things that's probably will never be done again. Will never be done again. It's that good. Rush Limbaugh, for those of you that may have just joined us, was a colleague. He was a friend. He was a teammate on softball teams, and the dumb thing is, he began as a guy from Pittsburgh. from KQV in Pittsburgh. And he was called, not Rush Limbaugh, he was called Jeff Christie. He had an air name. Came to Kansas City, where I hooked up with him. And some great stories that I can tell. And I'll tell one or two of them before we leave. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we...